Good evening and welcome back to your daily newscast update live again from Studio 7 Radio in Rabat, Morocco. I'm your anchor, Suhaj Mahdi, giving you the latest national and international news with me, Amina Sayed and Mariam Bin Issa on coverage and Fawaz Al-Atlasi on the mixing table. These are the headlines. Hajj 2023 fees set at 62,928 dirhams for pilgrims supervised by the Ministry of Hubus and Islamic Affairs. Seven individuals arrested in Fez for their alleged involvement in extortion and attacks on life and property. In Turkey disaster, more than 50,000 buildings must be demolished urgently. 62,929 dirhams is the price set for the Hajj 2023 for the pilgrims underneath the supervision of the Ministry of Hubus and Islamic Affairs, as announced by the later today. To pay the fees at one of the branches of Al-Barid Bank, those selected must have their national identity cards and their certificate of selection. A bit more national news. Seven individuals in Fez were arrested by police elements in suspicion regarding terrorism. Amina Sayed with the report.
Elements of the National Brigade of the Judicial Police, in close coordination with the services of the Directorate General of Territorial Surveillance, have arrested in early hours of Wednesday seven individuals in Fez, including ex-convict in cases of terrorism and two brothers carrying extremist ideas for their alleged involvement in acts of extortion under the pretext of what is called Al-Fay and for threatening and damaging the life and property of others, said the Directorate General of National Security in a statement. The interventions in this case were conducted by elements of the special forces of the DGST, supported by officers of the Judicial Police under the BNPG at the police headquarters of Fez. During simultaneous operations, the three main suspects in this case and four other individuals suspected of participating in these criminal acts were arrested, said the DGSN.
From police matters to forecasting a warning bulletin, strong rains could be thunderstorms and heavy snowfalls are expected until Friday in a number of regions of the kingdom, including the provinces of Ouarzazate, Tata, Tarudent, Zegouras, the provinces of Sawera, Safi, Chichawa, Tarudent, and Gilmim, as well as El Haouz, Azilal, Bnimlal, and Midont. Across the Mediterranean and disaster struck Turkey, the country's Minister of Environment and Urbanization, Murat Kurum, announced that more than 50,000 buildings in the 10 affected provinces by the earthquake that hit southern Turkey on February 6 have been badly damaged and cannot be repaired. Quote, they will therefore be demolished urgently, end quote, he said. For his part, the Turkish Minister of Interior, Süleyman Soylu, said that the assessment of 40% of damaged buildings in seismic areas has been completed, revealing that nearly 50% of affected buildings in the city of Atakya will be demolished, and the same for the city of Hatay. It goes from bad to worse as the death toll of the earthquake rose to 35,480 people, as stated by the Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Again, our thoughts are with those affected and our condolences to the families of lost ones. We will continue to monitor the situation and keep you updated on any further development. The Swedish government will introduce a bill to join the North Atlantic Treaty Organization NATO to Parliament in March, Foreign Minister Tobias Billstrom said Wednesday. Sweden and Finland both applied to join the Transatlantic Military Alliance last year after the war in Ukraine began, but the process was delayed by Turkey. The latter wants Stockholm to take a harder line against the Kurdistan Workers' Party, PKK, considered a terrorist group by the Land of the Four Seasons. Concluding in sports, Paris Saint-Germain bowed to Bayern Munich yesterday with a loss of 1-0 in their own backyard, Parc des Princes, in their Champions League last 16 first leg. The Parisians still hold hope for redemption on the second leg set for the 8th of March in Germany. Let's hear further details with Mariam Bin Issa.
Kingsley came and returned to haunt Paris Saint-Germain again as he earned Bayern Munich a 1-0 win at the Parc des Princes in their Champions League last 16 first leg on Tuesday. Born in Paris and raised at Paris Saint-Germain, came and scored the only goal when Bayern beat the French side in the 2020 Champions League final, and he was again the sole scorer as the German champions put one foot into the quarterfinals. Paris Saint-Germain, who have now lost 5 games in all competitions in 2023, held firm in the opening half, but were eventually subdued and failed to fight back, despite finishing the game with Kylian Mbappe, Neymar and Lionel Messi all on the pitch. Christophe Galtier's side now face the prospect of a second elimination in a row in the last 16 on March 8 in Munich, although Mbappe's high-octane display as a second-half substitute will have given them hope. Mbappe had little to offer until the 74th, when he was denied from close range by Jan Sommer and had a goal ruled out for offside.
Thank you, Mariam. That was all for today's news update. As always, thank you for tuning in. Keep up with us for the latest updates and stay informed. As for me, I will see you tomorrow.